This is 730 Tea with Ree.
So I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally stranded in a flooding canal.
He's like, oh, I hope you don't mind. I invited my friends.
When he pulls up to pick me up, he's in a weird-looking van.
Ree is spilling all the tea. Hello, everybody, and welcome to 730 Tea with Ree. How are you guys all doing this week? It feels like the longest time that I have done an episode. It's literally only been 2 weeks since I've like live recorded one, because last week, as you guys saw, it was a replay episode, which was my first time doing a replay, and it felt like I had just abandoned you guys. I was like, oh my God, why does this feel wrong? But I was just so busy. It was like one of the busiest weeks because it was 4th of July and I had so many things going on. I had work. I had hung out with a lot of friends. I had a bunch of different events. I was going out. And oh my God, let me tell you guys, like, I have had the most hectic couple of few weeks. I've been so up and down. And I remember the last thing I was telling you guys was about how job searches was going and stuff like that, which, by the way, I finally kind of figured out a good plan for myself, so I may be working with my dad full time. He's kind of like my little backup plan, which he's cool with, that we talked about, so I may be working with him full time, and that would be remote work, and I would get to do social media stuff, but also like data entry stuff, like a mix. Or I could keep interviewing as well, which he's okay with. So I've been doing that too. And I actually had an interview recently, and it was for a social media position at this insurance company. And it literally has all types of benefits and really good pay. And it's not that far from my house. So I'm hoping that it goes well. I literally got through the first round, so I'm just like praying it goes well. But even if it doesn't, like, I would still be happy working full time for my dad. But if it does go well, I would take the position while also working part time for my dad, because my dad's work would be remote anyways. So I could handle both if I were to get both. But I just hope it goes well. So, oh, cross your fingers, you guys, like, pray for me. But yeah, like, that's the most of what's been going on, combined with hanging out with a lot of friends. Like, this upcoming week, I'm going to be hanging out with more friends. I'm supposed to grab lunch with one of my friends, grab drinks with another friend. I might go for brunch with another friend. And then I'm going to be getting together with John a whole bunch. And then I have this, like, birthday barbecue to go to. And then it's like combined with work. I just put in my 2 weeks at my current job, so I'm excited to leave because I've been there for 9 months and I'm just ready for a change. So I'm accepting this change coming. I'm accepting good things. I'm all about the positive energy right now. I also just like splurged a little bit on like a bunch of different clothes because in 2 weeks I'm going on my trip with John. And we're so excited because it's a little vacation. This is my first, like, official vacation that I've ever been on. Like, I remember I tried to do it in a relationship once and it was, like, a little mini weekend thing in the city, which I don't count because it's the city, you know? Like, me and John, we're going to Florida. So it's another state. And we're going to Hollywood, Florida. And it's so pretty. I've never been there, but I was looking at pictures. And it's not far from Miami, you know, like it's really pretty close. So the water is very clear, very blue. So I'm excited. And yeah, it's just going to be an adventure. Like I haven't traveled in a bit, like not since last summer. So I'm excited to get out a little bit more and just have fun and be in the water. I love the beach. So I'm hyped. I actually went to the beach today. I went to Fire Island with a couple of my coworkers, which was a lot of fun too, because I haven't really been to the beach that much all summer. And if you know me personally, like, I am a beach girl at heart. I absolutely love the beach. When I was in high school, I used to go to the beach every single day of the summer with my sister. We used to wake up and literally by 10 a.m. we were out on the road driving to Robert Moses. If you're from Long Island, you know where Robert Moses is. But yeah, Field 5 and Field 2 were our places at Robert Moses. We would always go there. But yeah, guys, like, that's what's up in my life. Tell me what is going on with you guys. DM me, comment, whatever you want to do. Fill me in. I actually genuinely want to know. So don't be afraid to reach out to me. And yeah, so we're going to be getting into today's episode. But before we get into today's episode, in case you're new here, I'm very happy that you're here and you're listening. So I'm just going to fill you in on what this podcast is about in case you're confused and you're like, damn, this girl just like talked the whole time. So don't leave yet. Like, I swear I am entertaining. So stay. But anyways, so this podcast is all about spilling tea and sharing your deepest, darkest secrets. So if you have any tea to spill, DM me on Instagram at 730tea with Rhee. And you spell that 730-TEAWITHRIE. Or you can DM me on my main Instagram account at Rhianna Flores. And you spell that RhieAnnaFlores. And if you wish to be anonymous, please let me know. Your story should be up to 500 words or less. And if you want to send an audio voice message in instead of typing out your story, just please keep it up to 5 minutes max. Thank you. Now we're going to get into our first story of the day. So this one, in this episode, honestly, it's going to be like a little bit of a toxic mom theme. Well, just two stories really, but it definitely is like toxic female themed. So this first one is called My Mom Chose Not to Attend My Graduation and Told My Family Not to Come Either. So I'm going to read it. It was sent in from TikTok. So this girl said, "Hi, my name's Destiny and I'm 17, and I just watched both of your videos on toxic mothers, and I just want to say thank you so much. I needed to hear and realize everything that you said. Me and my mother constantly have arguments. She body shames me and threatens to kick me out, but won't let me get a job or enroll for college. My graduation is coming up in 2 days, and she knows how much I wanted her to be there, so she's purposely not going and making my family not go. This all started because she doesn't like my father, but it got worse around like 2020-ish, where she was in the hospital and I found out that my 30-something-year-old stepdad was sleeping with my 15-year-old sister. And my mom kicked my sister out and kept my stepdad. And I guess I'm the only child that still remembers and knows she was in the wrong for that, and she hates that. I'm also the second oldest of 10, my other sister being the oldest. She's 19 now, and my mom treats me so bad. I'm sorry if that was a lot. I just needed to get it out to someone that I thought you would understand. Thank you for reading. If you have any tips, please let me know. I have no other family where I live, which is Staten Island, New York, and she separated me from everyone else and or made them think that I was crazy, so I'm glad I can open up to someone who understands." Girl, reading this honestly pisses me off, like, a lot. Like genuinely a lot. This is so incredibly fucked up from any mother and so toxic. Like, this is absolutely so toxic, and I hope I'm not like putting you down, I'm saying that, or I hope it's not making you feel worse, but just know all of this, all of how she's acting, has nothing to do with you and everything to do with herself and how she feels about herself. Like, you are only 17. You're literally only 17 and you're graduating high school. This should be a priority for her to be attending. She should be excited, ecstatic, and extremely proud of you. And the fact that she's being petty to you just because she's feeling insecure with her own judgment. Like, she chose to kick your sister out. Your sister is 15. Your sister was 15 when all of that happened. And the stepdad was sleeping with her. Now, even if it was the case of, like, both of them chose to do that, that is, I mean, that's statutory rape. That is full on, like, that's not okay. Like, She didn't even involve the police. She just kicked her own 15-year-old daughter out. Like, she's not old enough. She wasn't old enough at that time to know what's right and what's wrong. She should have, like, obviously kicked the stepdad out. Like, he's 15 years older than her. He's literally, like, twice as old as her. And she decided to kick her own 15-year-old daughter out is fucked up and crazy. Absolutely crazy. The fact that she still has him around and has him around all of her daughters is so wrong. And for her to go and take it out on all of you, and especially you, just because you remember it happening, is just, ugh, it's disgusting. It's disgusting behavior. It's just absolutely unacceptable. What kind of mother does that, you know? Just know that, obviously, what it seems like to me is clearly she doesn't know how to stand her ground or accept what's good for her. Because if she knew what was good for her, and if she genuinely had self-love, if she had self-love and felt confident within herself and wanted to make sure that she was prioritizing her mental health, then she would feel strong enough to leave that person, because he's not treating her right. For her to go ahead and keep him around after he literally slept with her own daughter and cheated and everything shows how she feels about herself. Exactly what she chose to do defines how she feels about herself. So it seems like she's so desperate for love and affection that she's willing to sacrifice anything for that, even if it's her own relationship with her kids. So this all has nothing to do with you and everything to do with herself. Honestly, my biggest advice and takeaway from this is that you should just keep focusing on you, and that's hard to do because you're only 17, so it's 10 times harder, but it doesn't mean it's impossible. My biggest advice is keep focusing on yourself, keep going after things, keep working hard, and get your own job so you can live on your own. And that's so tough to say at that age, but you don't deserve to be around someone who's going to be toxic like that, someone who's supposed to take care of you and protect you and provide for you because they chose to bring you into this world. Like, this all has absolutely nothing to do with anything that you've done, and everything to do with how she feels about herself. And for her to try and intentionally not attend your graduation and to tell everyone else to not attend your graduation is incredibly petty and low. It's so low. And it just shows a huge, huge sign of, like, what her character is like. With this type of dynamic, the biggest thing too is make sure that you break that system. You don't want to pass that on to your kids as well. Make sure that you break through, and by focusing on yourself and focusing on working hard, doing well for yourself, keeping active in school, and trying to pay for things on your own, even though you're at a younger age, like, the harder you work, the more it's going to pay off, and the better you will feel about yourself, because you will have your own living proof of all of the hard work that you did when you see it pays off. I hope that made sense. I don't know if I phrased that well, but my point is, the more steps you take in life, there's more to look back at. It's just a matter of moving forward consistently, and one day when you want to take a little bit of a break to pause, when you look back, you'll see how far you've come. So just keep moving forward and know that you don't need her to get you where you need to be. You could get yourself there. You don't need her for that. Like, you could do so many things and push yourself and move forward and everything without her. If she didn't learn to love herself and she brought you into this world, it's going to be hard for her to love you properly if she can't love herself properly. So my advice to you is learn to love yourself properly at this age now, so that by the time you're older and when you do want to have kids, you've loved yourself so hard that you're so ready to pass that type of love on to your kids, because you've learned how to love yourself properly, so you'll know how to love others properly. And that could attend to not even just, you know, like, you know, your relationship with your kids, but your relationships with others. The way that you love yourself and treat yourself is how you'll treat others. Because if you treat yourself poorly, you might not treat others the best as well either. So it's just better to try to learn how to be confident, be assertive, be a little selfish, but not selfish in the bad way, selfish in a way of taking time to yourself mentally and working on yourself. And take as much time as you need, you know? Spend time on you and focus on you. Know that as frustrating as it could be being in a family dynamic like that, there's always a way out. And the best way is through loving yourself and treating others with the kindness that you would wish to have, because that kindness comes back and it's part of good karma. So that's my advice to you. Anyways, we are going to get into the next story of the day. So this one is called "She Catfished Her Own Best Friend and Asked for Nudes." So this one is actually a TikTok video that I saw that I thought would be interesting to share. So I'm going to play that video for you guys right now.
Get ready with me while I tell you about how my ex-best friend catfished me online and tried to get nudes from me. I already talked about her in multiple Get Ready With Me's, but people wanted more stories, so I thought I would just talk about this one too. For context, I used to have a best friend who basically hated me. Like, she was just a really bad friend. She would always get mad when people complimented me. She would start talking to every guy that I liked. And when I basically didn't want to be her friend anymore, she started bullying me. I actually mentioned this in one of my other videos, but I just thought that today I would elaborate. So basically, one day she came to me and she told me that she knows a guy that she thinks that I would really like. And I was a little confused by that, because every time I would like a guy, she would like him too. Like, she would never let me have anything. So I was a little weirded out when she wanted to introduce me to a guy. So I was like, but okay. So she gave me his Instagram, but the second I saw that account, I already knew something was wrong. Like, it looked so much like a fake account. It barely had any followers. All the pictures of the guy looked like they were off Pinterest. Like, it was a good looking guy, but you could tell those pictures are from the internet. And all the pictures were posted on the same day, you know? So I immediately knew it was a fake account. But I was also thinking, like, why would she catfish me? You know, that's just weird. But I gave her the benefit of the doubt. So I thought that I would play along at first and see if that's actually her or someone else. So the guy basically messaged me first. And we started texting, but I don't know. It was just, something was weird about it, you know? But I was basically playing along so I could see if it was her or not. I was just thinking, if that's actually her texting me from that fake account, that's messed up. Why would you do that? And I really wanted to believe that that wasn't her. And the thing is, she was really rooting for me and that guy to get together, which was weird because, again, every guy that I liked, she would like too. So it basically went on for a few days until one day that account asked me for nudes. So I was confused because I was thinking, it can't be her asking me that. Like, that's... what? Like, at first, I was suspecting it was her the whole time. But when I got that message, I was like, nah, that can't be her, because why would she ask me that? But that's when I really had to find out if it was her or not, because that was really weird. So then one day in PE class, I went into the changing rooms and I found her phone, and I knew her password because we were best friends. And I checked on her Instagram, and she had her own account and that fake account and some other ones. So it was confirmed that it was her behind that account the whole time. So I confronted her, of course, and I was like, first of all, why are you catfishing me on Instagram? And why are you asking me for pictures? And she was just acting like it was no big deal. She was like, oh, like, girl, it was just a prank. Why are you taking it so seriously? It was just a joke. It was just a prank. Okay, but like, what? Like, that was just weird. And I don't think she would have told me that she was behind that account if I didn't confront her. And imagine if I actually did send her those pictures. Like, God knows what she would have done with that. Because genuinely, that girl was just pure evil. And I don't know what the point of that was and what her goal was, but this bitch scares me. She scares me. And mind you, that was one of the points why I stopped being her friend. Like, I feel like if I had sent her those pictures, she would have sent that to the whole school. But of course I didn't, because I don't do stuff like that. So yeah, that was it, y'all.
Whew, okay. All right, this is messy. This is so super messy, and also definitely reminds me of some petty friends that I've had in the past. Some girls, let me tell you, some girls are crazy. And like, maybe I don't want to direct this at just girls, because like, you know, there's guys that are crazy too, but like, let me tell you, girls, I think, can sometimes be pettier, because like, the fact that this girl took time to create a whole profile and find pictures and use them of some random guy and pretended to set you up with him, it's so fucking weird. Like, that is genuinely, like this girl said, like, just pure evil. Like, just pure evil. To have, like, a whole entire plan to try and, I guess, I don't know, trap someone in some type of, like, embarrassed thing that they said or whatever, or pictures, like, that's just so crazy to me. I honestly feel like the reason why she made this profile and tried to, like talk to you like that and catfish you, I feel like she catfished you to try and see if she could get embarrassing information out of you. Like, I don't know what specifically you guys talked about. I don't know what type of conversations that you had with that fake profile. But I feel like it's almost like she tried to get embarrassing information out of you. And then the fact that she asked for your nudes is so fucking weird. Because it's also like, I don't know. I'm like, your nudes? I'm almost wondering if she like weirdly had a crush on you. I feel like it's so weird because it's almost like she wanted to see them in that way, but also would have probably shared them with the school. I feel like she wanted it for more than one reason, if that makes sense. It just seems very off-putting and weird. And it's also strange to me that she didn't exactly deny having the fake profile either. Like, she literally got caught. And you put her in her place fast. I'm glad you ended that friendship with her, because that's fucking weird. But, oh my gosh. Who just... so strange to me. She really took the time out of her day to go and do that and message you for, like, a few days and put the whole profile together. Oh my god. It's almost like she intentionally tried to find a way to screw you over to make herself feel better. I personally think this girl is a really shady person, and I also think she was probably very jealous of you, because for her to go out of her way to try and get some weird dirt on you, it's just so sneaky and shady, and underneath, like, it's just I don't have words. It's so fucking strange. All I know is it's a good thing that you got away from her as soon as you did, because it seems like she would have gone way further. And you guys, I've actually heard a few more videos on this girl, because I was watching through literally the entire TikTok page, because I was kind of curious to see if there was more tea on this specific person. Because I wanted to know a little bit more information, because sometimes people have more background information, sometimes they have other details. But watching through some of the other videos, it kind of just seems like the girl that she's talking about is just really jealous-minded and really just wanted to try and find something on you to make herself look better, or to try and spread some gossip to other people, or send some screenshots to other people. and try to get nudes out of you to send to the whole school or something like that. So, like I said, it's really good that you got away when you did, because it just sounds like you said, pure evil, just absolute bad energy. So good for you. Anyways, we are going to get into the last and final story of the day. So this one was a little tiny little thing, actually. And it was a comment on my TikTok video, because as you guys kind of like a little bit heard in the first story, how that person kind of referred to one of my TikTok videos on toxic moms. So I did two videos on that, because I've seen a lot of people with those experiences and I've had a few myself. So I did two videos of like signs that your mother is jealous of you. So I did two videos on that, because the first video, like, I didn't think that much into it. You know, I just did it. I was like, maybe people will relate. I didn't know so many people would relate. So I had gotten so much feedback and people requested me to do a part two. So I did. And I got more feedback on that too. I might even do a third. But yeah, someone left a comment on one of the videos, and it was a small thing, but it literally, like, the title of this is "My Mom Takes Credit for My Achievements." So this person commented, "My mom would constantly try to take credit for my achievements. Like, if I made my husband a good dinner and he bragged about it, she would say something like, oh, she's only a good cook because of me. Like, girl, what?" So yeah, no, I read that comment and I immediately could kind of relate. I could, because that's actually happened to me before. But I don't want to talk too much about myself with that, just because I still want to give some respect, because I'm still living in my house. But once I move out at some point, like, I will probably talk about it a little bit more openly. But yeah, I've seen this before in a lot of mother-daughter relationships, where mothers will try to take credit for certain things that their daughters do. And it can be something small, but they try to jump in and make themselves feel better or look better. But I think it's more to do with just jealousy of the fact that they achieved something. I think it's also, like, I notice when it's something that has to do with a boyfriend, mothers do get really weird sometimes. Not all of them, I'm just saying for the toxic mothers. With a toxic mother-daughter dynamic, I notice that mothers get really jealous when they see that their daughter has a boyfriend who's a good boyfriend or a supportive boyfriend. Like, they start to act really weird and bitchy towards their daughter in front of them, or they kind of try to dismiss some of the achievements that their daughters do, or they try to take credit for it. And I think it also can coincide with the jealousy of their youth as well. Sometimes there's toxic mothers out there that when they see their daughters are fully in their prime and in their youth and everything, they can get jealous, because they're like, oh wow, like, I miss being that age. I miss starting my love life at that age, and everything was brand new and fresh. Like, there's a lot of mothers that get like that, and it's extremely fucked up, because it's like, I mean, I don't know. It's fucked up in the sense, because it's like, you shouldn't project those insecurities onto your daughter, but I don't want to say it's something that's acceptable, but it is understandable to an extent. And the only reason why I say this is because, you know, it's not wrong to feel your feelings. If someone's feeling that way, feel it, but don't project it. That's the biggest difference is, you know, you can own that you feel a certain way, that you feel jealous, or you feel like this, you feel like that, but you can't, it's not okay to project it onto people that don't deserve it. So that's where it's like, I draw the line for that. It's wrong. But yeah, it just sounds to me like mothers that do this are really just dealing with their own personal insecurities within themselves. And it's a part of themselves that they haven't healed in a long time, or maybe haven't talked about, because they feel uncomfortable talking about that and admitting it to themselves. So yeah, that's my personal take on it. But anyways, that was all of the stories for today. And I really hope that you guys enjoyed listening to all of the stories. I hope that you guys gained some insight. And if you guys have any questions, let me know. But we're going to be closing out today's episode. And also thank you guys for sending in your stories as well. I always love to get some stories sent in. But yeah, let's close out the episode with our sound healing. So we're going to clear out all of this energy that we just let out. And we're going to sit back, lie down, relax, shut your eyes, take a deep breath in from your nose and out from your mouth. And I'm going to play. You guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It always means the most to me when you guys join. And if you were new here and you made it this far, thank you so much for listening the whole time. Absolutely go follow me on all of my social medias, check me out. And if you've been here the whole time and you have not done that, absolutely go do that right now. So thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. And I hope to see you guys all again next week. So yeah, I hope you guys all have the bestest week ever, and I love you guys all so much. Goodbye.